Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 247 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 16th of November 2025. After V last week, this week we will have W, and we began with a White Heather Welcome from Liam Stewart and his band. W, as its English name implies, was derived from two consecutive U's, or even V's, from when those letters were interchangeable, as we heard last week. It is the 15th most frequently used letter in the English language, and I certainly didn't have a problem finding dances for today's programme. One of the first in my list is The Waggle of the Kilt by James Cosh, devised for the song by Sir Harry Lauder. The dance is an 8x40 jig. One's cast, then lead down between the threes and up to second place to turn left to face own sides. Right hands across on the sides, pass right shoulder to right hand across again on opposite sides and face first corners. Half reel of four with first corners, pass left shoulder, it is a James Cosh dance, and half reel with second corners to face third corner position. The last 16 bars are a modified corner chain. One's half turn corners into the middle, they turn left hand 1.5 times, then turn one's in and they are out in their original position. One's turn left hand to face fourth corners and repeat. Only four recordings for this, surprisingly, and this is Nicol McLaren's Glen Craig Scottish Dance Band. Some good sing-along tunes there from Nickel and the Glen Craig, The Waggle o' the Kilt, Two Highland Lads, Oh, Dr. Finlay, I've Never Kissed a Bonnie Lass Before, and Bonnie Wee Jeanie McCall. Next comes Wicked Willie by Harry Ways in 1971, a four-couple reel for which Andrew Rankin wrote the name tune and made this recording in 1976. Andrew Rankin wrote Wicked Willie and Barras Bridge, and the third tune in this recording is the traditional Peggy's Dumpling. An appropriately named dance for this time of the year is Joyce Porteous's The Winter Garden, which refers to the one in Sheffield. This dance has Corners Pass and Twirl, and it was published in the third sheaf, Sheffield Diamond Collection, in 2015, for which Neil Barron and his band recorded the excellent CD. The four tunes which Neil Barron's band played were Miss Christina Ireland by David Cunningham Sr., Castle Spiney by James Scott Skinner, Bob Robinson's Dilemma by Donald Ridley, and Caroline Robertson's Wedding by Charles Fraser Sherrett. The Vatanish Tangle by Andrea Barfoot was first published by the Sky Branch in 2001, and Colin Dewar made the recording. It is now receiving new interest as it is in Book 54. The formation in the dance is the Taj, but it is a disappointing dance, particularly for third couple who only dance two bars, and in fact, other than the Taj, the twos only have half rights and lefts preceding it. So, hope that first couple put on a flawless show for you as you wait and wait for your chance to shine. This is the original Colin Dewar version.
Thank you.
Hollinger and his band played Portree Bay by John McKenzie, Scarce a Tatties by Norman MacLean, The Leg of a Duck by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, and Kenny Gillis of Portin' Along Skye by Peter McFarquhar for the Vatanish Tangle. Time for a dedication for David Bolton, with best wishes for your dad too, and hoping he's okay now after his spell in hospital. Here's your favourite tune as part of the set from Bill Ewan for Weave Nae Electric. Played Krakens by Graham Mitchell, Hauling the Ropes by John Renton, The Telephone Box by Freeland Barber, and Randall's Reel by Graham Mitchell. With Nae Electric, and at this time of the year, you probably don't want The Winding Road, the Four Couple Strathspey by James Cosh, our second from him today. The first half of the dance is two reels of four up and down the centre line, but involving four dancers vaguely on the first diagonal, and then their partners who could be on the second diagonal. Then ones and fours turn, cast in a place, and circle to the left. While twos at the top stand, the others dance half a reel of three on the sides to effect the progression, and there are circles top and bottom. I always liked this dance back in the old days when there were not that many four couple strathspeys, but it doesn't get danced much nowadays. Enjoy Graham Geddes and his band from their CD and cassette Let's Meet Again from 1996. Graham Geddes's band began with The Hiking Song by Alex McKenzie and Alex Rankin. Then we heard The Road to the Isles by Pipe Major John McLennan, and The Music of Spey and The Flower of the Quern, both by James Scott Skinner. Another four-couple dance, this time a jig, is The Weathercock by Veronica Hughes of Leeds. This is another album dating back to 1995, See You Jimmy by Ian J. Morrison. The dance is fast, having a full reel of four on the sides to begin, but it does slow up slightly in the middle as the turns are interspersed with setting. The lead tune is Brian Boroom. Morrison, then of Cambridge, played Brian Boroom, My Wife's a Wanton Wee Thing by Neil Gow, My Mither's a Glowering O'er Me, and The Stool of Repentance by Neil Gow. And another weather-related dance is The Whistling Wind by Elizabeth Goosen from 1984, and published by the RSCDS in Book 36 6 years later. One set, long cast, and set advancing to face first corners. Half reel of four with first corners, half with second corners, and end facing up and down. Double triangles to second place own sides for diagonal rights and lefts. Alistair Hunter recorded the original LP for the RSCDS, and Ian MacPhail recorded this version on CD in 2002. Thank you. 7 traditional hornpipes from Ian MacPhail and his band for The Whistling Wind. 3x3, solo hornpipe, Oxford Street, The Navvy, Lime Street, Cookie Shine and Virginia Hornpipe. Our last Raspberry today is by Margot Priestley. And just before Ewan plays for us, a reminder that Ewan Galloway is playing at the Tea Dance on Monday, the 17th, at Dunbar Royal British Legion, 2 till 4. You will all be very welcome. And this dance, we'll meet again. Meet Again is by Ross Parker and Huey Charles. White Cliffs of Dover is by Walter Kent. And There'll Always Be an England is also by Ross Parker and Huey Charles. The Wee Cooper of Fife is just a bit different and a musician's nightmare. Written by Hugh Foss as one of his dances to song tunes, the dance divides into 10-bar phrases, and there are not many supporting tune options. Surprisingly, 13 different bands have had a go at recording for it, though there are obviously some tunes which are favoured above others. The dance is a two-couple dance, so here is Colin Dewar and his band from Special Request 4 with a 6x3 recording. Thank you. three best-known tunes, all traditional. The Wee Cooper of Fife, Last May a Braw Wooer, and O Wars at the Window. Sticking with the traditional, we will finish with The Wind That Shakes the Barley, the dance devised in 1961 by John Guthrie. Ones lead down for three, back up and cast off. Man up, lady down for reels of three across. Then corner, partner, and finish with a circle. This is the newest recording, Thistle House Live, from 2013. Thistlehouse, who are Dan Emery, Dave Weasler and Dave Knight, played The Wind That Shakes the Barley, The Murrays of Bentivar by Dave Weasler, The Pigtown Fling and For Moy Lasses. And as we are having W dances, I thought we'd play out with Wild West Waltz, played by the Gillies on an album called The 90s Collection Volume 2. Hopefully I'm getting a new hit this week, but I've got next week's programme all planned, so join me again then. Bye!